Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Looks like we made it.
Oh no. We don't know yet.
This has set me up to fail.
A little premature there.
What are we doing?
I think that he's just manifesting for you.
I think he's mocking me because he knows I'm not going to make the weight this week coming off of a bad Super Bowl meal.
All right, here we go.
Let's just get it over with because we know I'm going to be up.
You have
this
a man that you look like a man who has defeat in his eyes.
So I enjoyed the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you
did. I enjoyed it. We had a sliders buffet.
Yeah.
We had drinks and cocktails and all that stuff.
By the way, you're Jason Hammer. We should point that out. You do the afternoon show here on.
Yes.
We have new people in our city who are admiring how clean it is. So we will let them know earlier in the show. This will be for 3 days. We hope you enjoy your time here. And then people will be, you know, treating themselves like an amusement park on the circle back again Monday morning.
And if you live on the outskirts of town and you have a hotel, get ready, Bal, because that's where all the homeless guys are going.
You're Jason Hammer. And,
yes.
And every week you weigh yourself in an effort to be more healthy and fit. And if you go up, you owe me money. And if you go down, we give you a nice round of applause. Mm-hmm. And you're saying you are like, you have a look of defeat on your face.
He's already frowning.
So, like in a basketball game, when your team is down by 20 with 2 minutes to go, technically there's still a chance, but I think you know what the result's going to be. And I'm okay with this because I don't think I'm going to be up by much. Now, Monday, I stepped on the scale and I was up like 5 or 6 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Because you had fun at the Super Bowl.
I did. But man, this is kind of the difference between this weight loss journey and previous ones that I've done.
Yeah.
Where previously, just to make the weight, I would either starve myself not eat, you know, work out 3 hours a day and have like a bag of peanuts for dinner. That sucks. And I was miserable. And I don't want to be miserable anymore.
Right.
I want to do this the right way this time. So,
but also enjoy yourself when the Super Bowl comes around.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like my kids, you know, they're getting older. I got one moved out. One's a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to enjoy the time I've got left. If we want to have a big, you know, sliders cheeseburger buffet for the Super Bowl and enjoy it, man, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But I've also tried to be better the rest of the week. Drank a lot of water, worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think I'll be able to overcome Super Bowl Sunday gluttony, but we'll see what we can do here.
Okay, so you started in August at 271. You entered last week at 245.2. You have missed four weigh-ins so far in that time frame.
I've got one timeout left, but I'm not going to burn it here.
Okay.
I'm going to hang on to that.
All right.
I don't want to be the guy that burns all of his timeouts because I got spring break and vacations coming up. Where
very good.
Ooh, get ready, Bal.
All right, here we go. Hammer's getting up. He's shuffling over towards the sky. I don't think he's as fat as he thinks he is. I mean, he's fat, but not that fat.
Mm-hmm.
Getting on the scale here. Oh, boy, it's down.
No. What'd it say?
I'm up one.
Well, that's not too bad.
Hey,
246.2.
That's where you were 2 weeks ago.
245.2.
You know what I said? That's totally worth it for a good time during the Super Bowl.
Right.
1 pound? That's nothing.
Now, the lowest that I've gotten in this journey was the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was 240.6.
Yeah.
So from Thanksgiving to now, I've put on about 5.5 pounds.
And that is the second time, though. I will point out, this is sports betting and we're trending, you're trending in the wrong direction because you've had to give me money 2 of the last 3 weeks now.
Mm. True. But
what's the kitty up to?
$20. $20. Right. Which, you know how long I could live even in this economy on $20, Casey?
I do. You'll make that stretch.
I would.
You'll probably find a coupon.
Absolutely. By the way, I went to the Brownsburg Wendy's last night because we were talking about Wendy's, and I had the Baconator for the first time. You ever had the Baconator, Hammer?
You've never had it before?
Never had I had a buy one, get one for $1 coupon,
nice.
And I used it. And I ate them both.
Look at you.
And boy, that was a...
You need to get on the scale,
we need to get you on that scale.
I mean, hey, fatty. I will say this. The Brownsburg Wendy's has fallen on hard times. You have to order. There's one lonely kiosk you have to order at. There was like 3 people working back there. It was other than that, drive-through only. And they did a fine job. They got the order as fast as they could. It was a depressing experience until I got the Baconator, and then it was just all glory going forward.
I don't care how old you are, what you do for a living. Everybody enjoys a good Frosty, don't they?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Now, are you a chocolate Frosty man or a vanilla Frosty man?
I'm a chocolate Frosty man. I won't turn away a vanilla one, but I prefer the chocolate. Yeah. Now, are you one of these freaks that takes the French fries and dips them into the Frosty?
We've talked about this. Yeah, you are. I knew it.
Yep.
I knew it.
Guilty! Freak! No, salty and sweet. It's wonderful.
Sort of like what Casey had on her Match.com profile. That's how Jim found her.
Salty and sweet.
We are going to have a damn party this afternoon.
Good.
Poison frontman Brett Michaels calls the show.
Hey-o!
We're going to have Beer Sample Friday. It's All-Star Weekend. Let's have a good time. We got concert tickets, 3 to 7. Let's go!
You got it. Thanks, Hammer. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.